Want to get smarter about investing? Then tune into the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, home of American Funds Distributors, Inc., one of the world's leading asset managers. Learn from portfolio managers with decades of experience by listening to the Capital Ideas podcast today.
This is Beyond a Reasonable Doubt with your hosts, Mark Garagus and Gary Smith.
You know, it's always a pleasure to hear Dawson's voice, and I particularly got a chuckle this week. Gina, I don't know if you heard this. Somebody was talking about Gary's voice as an intro to the Gina and Brian show. You know, I've renamed it. And
yes.
They said that Gary sounds like we're listening to an NPR commercial.
Okay.
Let the record reflect. We have since replaced it with a professional VO artist who is extremely talented and did a great job. And our intro and outro.
Give Gina a shout out. Gina, good morning. It's always wonderful to see you. But on a Sunday morning here in the Church of Bard with you in your pew is just the best.
Thank you so much. I even had to get up early to put a little spackle on the face. But I'm happy to do it for you guys. Cool. And in Gary's defense.
Yes.
Okay. First of all, Gary has more skills than I'll ever have in my life. So if he's not the greatest at talking for 15 seconds, fine. But also, he picked music that is literally supposed to put you to sleep with cucumbers on your eyes. So he definitely had a little help there with the music.
Not only is he terrible at VO, but he picks awful music to go with it.
I was just going to say, I'm going to start. GPS is now NPR with cucumbers.
Got it. All I'm saying is, Gary, if God forbid I die, just now you have the music to play at my funeral.
Well, you know, speaking of GPS, why don't we take a look at, there's been a trial this week that has given me so much joy.
Oh, I bet. Oh, God.
So many reasons. I'm going to try to restrain myself because I want the listeners to hear it. And by the way, the viewers, the listeners are not watching, they're really missing something. And we're talking of GP, Gwyneth Paltrow, and the great trial that is happening in Utah.
The trial of the century.
The trial of the century on the ski slopes or the bunny slopes or wherever it is. But Gary, maybe you could play one clip just so we can get a taste or a flavor of this.
I will play one. And for those of you who are just listening, Mark alluded to watching, you can watch it, youtube.com/reasonable doubt podcast. And you'll be able to see this clip that we're about to play right now.
And there was a man behind me pressing into me. How did you know it was a man?
Because he was making some strange noises that sounded male, and he was large, so I assumed it was a male.
Okay, he was large?
I felt all my back pressing.
Okay. All right, there was a man pressing behind me, pressing into me. Mm-hmm. I was extremely upset.
Well, I was confused at first. And I didn't know exactly what was happening. It's a very strange thing to happen on a ski slope.
I agree.
I froze. And I would say I got very upset a couple seconds later.
Okay. Let me just continue on here. I just want to make sure that I got this all right. I didn't know if it was an intentional assault of a sexual nature.
Right.
Okay. Was he grinding and thrusting or something, or just the noises? What made you think it was a sexual assault?
So that was a quick thought that went through my head when I was trying to reconcile what was happening. I was skiing and two skis came between my skis, forcing my legs apart. And then there was a body pressing against me and there was a very strange grunting noise. So my brain was trying to make sense of what was happening. I thought, is this a practical joke? Is someone like doing something perverted? This is really, really strange. My mind was going very, very quickly and I was trying to ascertain what was happening.
Okay. And I think you said, I didn't know if it was
an
accident.
Take one cut for 1 second here. Okay. First of all, Gina, I want, coming from my perspective, I view it obviously as a lawyer, but what about you as a lay person who, give me your immediate reaction.
Okay. I think lawyers are just top notch. I think lawyers are the cat's pajamas. That being said, where did they find these lawyers? Where are they from? Because Gwyneth is smoking this woman right now. Jim Carrey in Liar Liar is a more convincing lawyer than just these rando questions from a giant powder blue suit. I don't understand how this is getting anyone anywhere. And the fact that we're allowed to watch this, I don't know. This should have been pay-per-view. I would have put it on autopay.
Especially because there was the void created by Murdaugh and Murdaugh being over. So, you know, there's this thirst for the next big thing.
I'm still reeling from Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Trust me, I have feelings about that. So this is, I just don't know, like, why are we allowed to watch this? Just, this just seems so embarrassing for everybody.
It really is astonishing to me. I'm glad you have the same reaction. Gary, you want to keep playing a little bit more of that, or do you have another clip?
Your call. I can do either. Let's.
Why don't we do another clip? Because I'm with Gina. I did not understand this. I think anybody. I always have to preface any kind of analysis of watching these cases with you can't see the jury, and we don't know the demos and the questions of the jury. I mean, if you've got a jury that is functioning at a normal intelligence level, they're going to be watching this and they're going to say, hey, I get it. She's talking about the things that were running through my mind. And you're trying to now flip one thought that may have happened as something unexpected. And you're trying to what? Say that I've created a perverse sexual assault. I don't
know. Can I also ask, in your opinion, do you think they found jurors that were any shade darker than alabaster? Because this is the whitest trial of all time.
In more ways than one.
Oh my God.
And by the way, look at this. I've got stuff to say later on. By the way, for those who don't know, if you're watching, the gentleman all the way to the left is the plaintiff who is suing here.
Right. Who originally sued for $3.1 million and then amended it to $300,000.
Because the judge said absolutely not, under no circumstances, right?
Yeah, and Gina, by the way, props to everyone from everyone my age for the Liar Liar reference. That was fantastic.
Thank you.
$1 in symbolic damages. Is that accurate?
It's an actual dollar that I'm asking for.
Okay, but you also have testified when I asked you questions in your deposition that $1 is symbolic. Do you remember me asking
about that? Symbolic because the damages would actually be more.
Okay. But remember me asking you, is it symbolic? And you said, yes, it is.
Yes.
Okay. And I asked you as well, you learned about that through Taylor Swift because she asked for $1 in symbolic damages, right?
And I think I said at that point I had not been familiar with it, but I since am.
Now you are. Yes. But at the time, a couple years ago in 2020, you didn't know anything about Taylor Swift's $1 symbolic damage lawsuit?
Just relevance, Your Honor.
Counsel?
Yeah, because I asked her about it at the time, and she denied it.
I'm sorry, I'm pausing it here, because is that a reasonable back and forth? Because I asked her about it at the time. And by the way, I stopped it preemptively in front of my favorite part, where I believe Gwyneth's attorney goes, ask her about Oprah. Like, what do we... I'm sorry, I'll go back to playing it, but I can't. This is so dumb. It's... Ugh. All right, here we go. Let's finish it up.
Correct.
Okay. Can you answer the question?
I was not aware at the time.
Okay. Are you good friends with Taylor Swift?
No.
Relevance? Overruled?
You're not good friends with Taylor Swift?
I would not say we're good friends. We are friendly. I've taken my kids to one of her concerts before, but we don't talk very often.
You've never given Miss Swift personal, intimate gifts for Christmas?
Your Honor, relevance, or I would like relevance. A bench trial?
Well, she's just said that she wasn't friends with her, so I'm inquiring on that.
Ask her about Oprah. I mean...
Mr. Owens, sustained. Please move on.
Can I please weigh in on the personal intimate gifts?
Yes.
Has she ever seen the Goop website? If Gwyneth
might ask you about Goop.
If Gwyneth dispatched one of her assistants and said, I don't know, put a scoop basket together. It's going to have a vaginal jade egg. It's going to have a vaginal steamer. It's going to have personal intimate gifts that are just on the website. What are they talking about? Who cares if Taylor Swift ever did this or not? What am I missing, Mark?
Okay, so I have to admit, I have used this $1 in a courtroom. I have, on a courtroom, I've held up $1.
We're going to see a clip of that in a moment.
Yeah. I have done this. I'm trying to think of the judge's name, but I did it in a courtroom. He let me do it. That settled the case, by the way, because I raised the dollar and said, I offered, you want to get paid for your non-existent business? Here's a dollar. I pulled it out of my pocket. You can have it. Case settled right after that. Now, having said that, that was probably pre-COVID. It definitely was pre-COVID. I don't know when Taylor Swift was, but having done that, I have never heard about Taylor Swift asking for a buck. Have you?
No.
Okay. And I pay attention, at least nominally, to other cases, even if I'm not involved in them. And I suppose the point was is that she's trying to imply, the lawyer for the plaintiff, that somehow, although she made a point, that the only reason she is there, the lawyer for the plaintiff, is on the cross complaint. So that suggests to me that she's being paid by the insurance company. So when Gwyneth sued for cross complaint for a buck, they tendered it to the insurance company who hired this lawyer who now has stolen the show, if you will.
Interesting.
Although I don't want to take away from Gwyneth's lawyer. Do we have a clip of Gwyneth's lawyer? Because
I don't know the technical terms. I don't know the legal terms, Mark, but would you say it's fair in technical terms to call this guy a yutz?
Well, let's watch we'll find out.
Okay.
$1 bill. Gwyneth was hurt by Mr. Sanderson's negligence when he came up behind her, paralleled her, and went. She says she has a prior knee problem. She was worried about it. She separated from him with help. Then boyfriend came up, and she is upset. She has anyone sustaining a blow is upset. She's sore. She never went to a doctor, but for this, by the way. But it rattled her, and it physically hurt her. When they were dismissed, they went down to the bottom of the hill. And who was waiting for her? Her daughter, Apple, now 18, then 8, I think. No.
11,
sorry, I got that mixed up. So, and Apple's like, what took you so long? And she said, some a-hole just ran into me. I think she used the real word. All right, why is this important? She didn't say.
Gary, you've got to stop. I have no idea why that's important. And by the way, why are you still holding the dollar bill? Because you didn't even make your point clearly at the time. I mean, if you're going to hold up the dollar bill, have a point to it. Say she would have settled this case for a dollar and then put it $1, then put it down. And then why is it that he cannot seem to articulate in even basic terms what is happening?
I like how he stared at his client and was like, well, she's 18 now. So this was.
And he's doing the math.
13 years ago, she was 4. Like, what? What are you talking about, man? You're a professional. You've been studying this case. You're at trial right now.
Yeah. You know, Mark, I don't think there's a person on this earth that would argue that you are incredibly charismatic. Just charm out the wazoo. Wouldn't you say, even if this dude was the greatest lawyer ever, be like, you know what? Take a seat and let somebody more charismatic handle talking to the jury.
I do not. I mean, you know, there is a world in which the kind of aw shucks Palumbo, my father in his later portion of his career, changed from kind of a hard charging guy to the kind of Columbo. And it was deliberate and he knew it and it was conscious. I do not get the sense that this person, that this is a style choice or a or that there are style points going on. I just don't understand what is happening. I'm tempted to fly to Utah because I'm so curious to sit in that courtroom and watch this jury and see what the heck is going on. Because I cannot imagine. I've tried cases, as Gary knows, in Utah.
Yeah.
And I cannot imagine what is happening in that jury box.
This guy, okay, when this guy rubs his neck and goes, all right, now why is that important? I legitimately think he's asking. I don't think he knows. I don't think that's a leading question. I think he's trying to figure it out.
Well, that's the other question I was going to ask you was, do you have to hire a lawyer from that state? But you've tried.
I've tried cases. But I'm going to teach Gina more than
Please.
She wanted to know. I generally will not do state court cases out of California. For one, you know, even though we have a New York office, the New York State Court is a world unto its own. Utah, I will do federal cases virtually anywhere. I'm admitted to other federal courts because it's the same federal rules and to some degree you're in the same sweet spot. But each state court has their own individual culture. They have their own things that are going on. This, however, does not resonate with me with the Utah practice that I saw. And I saw lawyers in the federal court, at least, who practice in the state court, who were phenomenal lawyers. I mean, I'm telling you, some of the best lawyering I've ever seen was in Utah.
Where are they? Why couldn't she pick one of them?
There are two guys that I'm thinking of right now, Scott and Wally, the two different gentlemen who I've watched in court and were just great. Lauren, who I've watched in court, is just great. And they do state court stuff. John Williams, who I've used as local counsel. Great presence in court, able to articulate the whole thing. I just don't know if this is a shtick, the aw shucks. There was many years ago a lawyer in L.A. who will remain nameless, but he was extremely successful at trial because jurors felt so sorry for his clients that he was the lawyer. I mean, I've talked to jurors afterwards who would root for his client. Like, oh, my God, this guy has got the worst lawyer. And he played into it. He leaned into it.
That is fantastic.
I want to see that guy's bus bench ads.
Yeah. And it's when Gwyneth is talking to the woman, Gwyneth very much seems like she's trying to hold in the giggles. She thinks right. This is ridiculous. She thinks this is a waste of her time. And by the way, am I the only one who thinks that she looks exactly like her mother now? Like 56. She's 56. Now she looks exactly like Blythe Danner.
It's unbelievable. And for those of us who are old enough to remember Blythe, at a similar age.
Right.
Uncanny. Gary, do you have a last one for us to leave with?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm going to play one. I told you guys before we started I wasn't going to just because of Gina's recent comments. Here we go.
May I ask how tall you are?
I'm just under 5'10".
Okay. I am so jealous.
I think I'm shrinking, though.
You and me both. I have to wear 4-inch heels just to make it to 5'5". Well, so.
They're very nice.
Oh, thank you. So, all right. So, as of right now,
that's I'm basically Gwyneth where it ends. It's just it's so silly. This thing is, and Gwyneth, I agree with Gina. Gwyneth is just playing these people like a fiddle.
And there's a supercut that somebody put together of that woman who basically looks like she's trying to date Gwyneth. I mean, I had to look up whose side she was on after I saw the supercut. She is enchanted with Gwyneth for somebody who's trying to cross-examine her.
It's exactly right. And I understand you never want to, contrary to my reputation, I generally don't browbeat, but you usually use the ability to disarm the witness for a purpose. Here, I don't, I don't see the purpose. I'm perplexed. How's that?
So would you call this a level playing field between both the plaintiff and the defendant, since both of them are like the Keystone Cops?
I'm always loath to criticize anybody. I'll just say they each get what they deserve. Thank you so much, Gina, for joining us.
Oh, this was awesome.
Give a shameless plug for your top 50 all podcasts in the world, top 10 society and culture. That is you.
Oh, nothing. It's the Brian and Gina Show, the official podcast of LA Magazine. We're having a blast. I am learning so much from these seriously unbelievably talented reporters. Brian and I, Kibitz, we're learning a lot. We're laughing a lot. We're having a great time. Brian and Gina Show, anywhere you listen to podcasts.
And I'll go once.
Introduced by GPS on NPR, right?
Not
That's
anymore.
Right.
No, not anymore. We've upgraded to a professional VO artist. And I will also go ahead and plug a little further, because Gina's too modest. Also, you can find Gina at the LA Mag YouTube channel, which you can find at youtube.com/Los Angeles Magazine videos. And Gina is now doing shorts, and she's doing 10-minute videos. She's doing a bunch of different YouTube content talking about stories from the LA Magazine, stories that she finds around the internet, just all kinds of interesting stuff. And in fact, you can find one on the Gwyneth Paltrow case right now, available at the LA Mag YouTube channel. So LA Mag YouTube channel, youtube.com/Los Angeles Magazine videos. Go there now, subscribe for a lot of great Gina content and the video version of the Brian and Gina Show.
I love it. Thank you.
He's a plug wizard.
Wasn't that amazing?
It was incredible.
I don't want to say he vomits it out, but he did it very articulately, Gary. You have a future.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Gina, thank you.
Thank you. I just wanted to use a word that I learned on the Jerry Springer Show one time. Your vomiting makes me a reflexophile, because I love it. I love the way you do that.
Love it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Guys.
Bye, guys. Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Reasonable Doubt. Subscribe on YouTube at youtube.com/Reasonable Doubt Podcast.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.